Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter. Gone up in blueprint.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. We've got a lot of things there. It will help you with your small business, whatever's going on, whatever's on your mind, whatever you're frightened about, whatever you're excited about, challenges or opportunities, your startup, your growing business, or you're trying to get rid of one. Even if that's the case, it's time to move on. We have something that we've covered there that you can listen to, you can read, you can watch. Yeah, we got lots of videos there too. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dr. Kevin Feagan is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us before. He's the provost of Northwood University's Texas campus, the Cedar Hills campus. Northwood University is a we'll get him to tell us about that in just a minute. But as you know, I'm broadcasting live from Washington D.C. today to support the Peace Through Business program, where women are being educated about entrepreneurship from Rwanda and entrepreneurship. Well, the curriculum is coming from Dr. Fagan's university, so he's here to talk to us about that. Kevin Feagan, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim, for the opportunity to be back with you.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations again. I know you were at the events last night with the Rwandans and with the Afghanistan, the women from both of those countries. How hard would it be to be more inspired listening to those women talk about how excited they are about what they have in front of them, but at the same time, how frightened they are? And not just in America, if we're frightened about losing our business. In those countries, if they're frightened, it could be about losing their business, but more importantly, their lives.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, Jim. You know, one of the things that we talk about all the time, our faculty and staff, we're very fortunate here in the United States that we've never not been free. We've never, for most of us, never not had the opportunity or certain rights and privileges that these women do not have. So when we talk about freedom and valuing the opportunities that freedom brings one, we don't have, and thankfully so, the same perspective that the women from Afghanistan, for example, have. And so it's certainly a different context. And yes, you feel very proud, a number of emotions, very positive emotions, when you're with them and you hear them communicate not only about what they've been through, but what they plan to do moving forward. That's the inspiring part, that even all of these things that have occurred in their life and probably will continue to occur, they are still focused on the future and the changes that they're going to bring about.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about these words, freedom and liberty and entrepreneurship, Kevin, and I've just, you know, these women have freedom because they can move around. They have had the freedom to start a business. So that's some level of freedom. But freedom is not the same thing as liberty. Liberty is freedom to the next level. Liberty to me is almost a guarantee. When you have liberty, you have a guarantee of being able to be self-determined without fear of someone else. So these women have freedom, but they don't really have liberty yet, do they? Because their environment doesn't really give them that guarantee that we have here in America. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely correct, Jim, and I think that's a fantastic illustration of what I was trying to convey earlier about the appreciation for freedom and all of the elements and the liberty aspect of it, as you so eloquently laid out there. Again, is an important element of freedom that we have not had in many cases here in the United States. And there's so many contexts to freedom that many times the word in a general sense people take and don't focus in on the specifics. And you're right. There's more to it than necessarily being mobile or some of the illustrations right. that you outlined. So I think you did an excellent job, Jim, of defining freedom in some of the more specific and relevant terms.
Well, and then to mention, to come back to something you said earlier, here in America, we, you know, as you said, we've always had this freedom. We've had, we've always had the ability, and we actually invented, essentially, entrepreneurship. But liberty came first, then entrepreneurship. In some of these countries, especially like Afghanistan, it seems to me that entrepreneurship may need to precede liberty. That liberty may need to be the child of entrepreneurship in those countries rather than the other way around in America. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely correct there again, Jim. You know, one thing we talk about at our university is a belief in economic and political freedom. And many times it will be the economic part of that equation that will drive the political freedom or the liberty,
right.
those things. So,
right.
and entrepreneurship obviously is a key element in that economic freedom and that economic engine.
And your university, Northwood University, is doing the curriculum, supporting Peace Through Business with the curriculum and the training and everything. And in the next segment, you're going to talk to us about that curriculum. But before we go to the break, I want you to give us the website and tell folks how they can find your university.
Yeah, that is www.northwood.edu. We'll get you to our homepage, and then once at that homepage, variety of opportunities to explore what we do.
Exactly, folks, in multiple states, more than one state, multiple campuses, too. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.